necessary to call me on the phone. If you decide to come on by, I'll be waiting all alone. On Friday night I'm always out, and Saturday I ball about. So come by Sunday, make it after three. Come by Sunday and spend some time with me. Wednesday night I'm booked in full, and Thursday night's a taffy pull. So come by Sunday, Sunday come for tea. Come by Sunday and spend some time with me. I always make appointments at least a week ahead. For six long days I go like mad, the seventh day I stay in bed. The whole week through I'm on the town, but Sunday always gets me down. So come by Sunday, make it after three. Come by Sunday, spend some time. Come by Sunday and stay a while. Come by Sunday and spend some time with me.
Since you walked out on me, yeah. Holy smoke, what you doing to me, yeah. I can't eat, I can't sleep. Since you walked out on me, yeah. Holy cow, what you doing, child?
Loving you, oh well, I never ever thought I'd love you like. I was sitting and rocking and quietly licking the last traces of my luscious cup of gold candy bar off my forefinger when a shapely form dropped in the chair beside me. With a lip-smacking sounds and the aroma of creamy rich chocolate and crushed almond told me that it was her and that she'd been in my cup of gold candy bars. Well, there's only one left, she said, with a note of sadness, and I wanted more. Well, I ate the others, I said sympathetically. Well, you stingy fink, she cooed, and she gave me a knuckle sandwich. A cup of gold had given her quick energy, too.
Ain't it time you did something nice for your tummy? Tell it thanks a lot for all it's done for you. Hoffman's candy bars are nice, and they're yummy. Hoffman's famous cup of gold, and now there's something new. Hoffman's famous cup of gold, there's peanut cluster too. Hoffman's candy make your taster tingle, cause they're made with a lot of good stuff.
Stuff, don't you?
Nope.
start me.
Gypsy with the gold cap too. She's got a bag down a pretty floating vine, selling little bottles of love potion number 9. I told her that I was a flop with chicks. I've been this way since 1956. She looked at my palm and she made a magic sign. She said, what you need is love potion number 9.
Sound from the Music Machine. Talking to us by phone, the leader of the group, Sean Bonnewell. Welcome, Sean.
Thank you very much, Harry.
Sean, I know you wrote your last big hit, Talk Talk. There's an interesting story to that one, right?
Yeah, I wrote the song in a closet at a party.
Really?
2 years ago. And a very good friend of mine did something socially that was really, if you understood it, was not socially unacceptable, but on the surface it looked very bad. And he was, persecuted a little bit for it, and he wasn't the kind of person that was necessarily weak. I could just see that, you know, that everybody at one time or another has been socially misunderstood, and it just inspired me. And there was so much noise in the party that I went in the closet and wrote the song. And of course, I had no idea at all that this song was going to do what it did. In fact, at the time, I knew that by the chord structure that it was a little early for it, and by then I hadn't had the machine anyway. I hadn't found my musicians. I was still writing and looking for them.
Mm-hmm.
And so the way it worked out, I was just fantastically happy about it.
People dig this new one just as much as Talk Talk. John, how does it feel to see your record rising steadily up those charts, huh?
Well, I don't know. You see, my problem is that I'm not only a participating artist in a group, but that I wrote the song too.
Mm-hmm.
So I can best describe it, I think, by telling you that it's the closest thing to having a baby, I think, that there is. I mean, if a man ever came closer to the actual feeling of watching a child grow up and mature and turn into something, I think it would have to be his what he created, what came out of himself. It's a frightening feeling, a great feeling, a misunderstood one. It's I don't know. Maybe I haven't made myself too clear, but that's the best way I can explain it.
Sean, you did a very good job explaining it, too. And congratulations. And thanks for being with us on the In Sound today. Sean Bonnewell of the Music Machine.
It's been very interesting.
Thank you.
just like the measles. Girl, I'm gonna be all over you.
Well, you know yourself, little girl, that you treat your daddy wrong. You leave home in the morning and you stay away all day long. That ain't
nothing but the devil.
Ball, ball, ball. ールを聞かせてくれるラジオ局ってここしかないぜ。ロックンロール一番。
中曽根の。
Finest ingredients aged for flavor. That's Lucky Lager. Flavor that's entertaining, enthusiastic, a very exciting beer.
Lucky beer, premium beer, Lucky premium beer.
Where are you, baby? I'm almost crazy. And if you don't come back to me, baby, I'm gonna kill myself.
So baby, come on.
Yeah. dressing the start. Hey girl, you're gonna break my heart. You're gonna break my heart now. Hey girl, you know I love you so. Hey girl, I never let you go. Hey girl, you're gonna break my heart. You're gonna break my heart now. Hey girl. Let you go. Hey girl, you're gonna break my heart. You're gonna break my heart now. You're gonna break my heart now. You're gonna break my heart now.
We're all going the same goddamn screw America way. Hippies.
Joe, do me a favor. Give us all a break. Canada while, huh? Here's a quarter. Go play the jukebox, okay? What's the matter, Joe? You got all those opinions and you can't pick a record?
Look at this shit music. Those goddamn hippies, they even fucked up the music. I'd have to get my hands on one of those little bastards. I'd kill them. I'd like to kill one of them. They're getting away with murder.
Hello, school teacher.
That you're in my arms, though I know you're so far away, making believe I'm talking to you. Wish you could hear what I say. And here in the gloom of my lonely room, we're dancing like we used to do, making believe is just another way of dreaming. So till my dreams come true, I'll whisper good night, turn out the light and kiss my pillow, making believe it's you.
I'm making believe that you're in my arms, though I know you're so far away. Making believe I'm talking to you. Wish you could hear what I say. And here in the gloom of my lonely room, we're dancing like we used to do. Making believe is just another way of dreaming. So till my dreams come true, I'll whisper good night, turn out the light and kiss my pillow, making believe it's you.
Like we used to do,
making believe is just another way of dreaming. So till my dreams come true, I'll whisper good night, turn out the light and kiss my pillow, making
Marquis, give him an applause, here. All right, standing by, great blues singer here on the KGFJ Summer Spectacular, Mr. William Bell. Come aboard, William.
Thank you.
stop, last stop. Oh, monkeys, this train ride's been a big winner for you all.
Thank you very much.
You boys always seem to be having a good time.
Great.
We always have a good time.
We are having a lot of fun. We're keeping our fingers crossed and hoping.
Now, for the people who haven't caught your TV show, what kind of things happen on it?
Well, actually, in a nutshell, it's a cross between the Marx Brothers and the East Side Kids and the Beatles. Mm-hmm. And it's like a situation about four guys in a rock and roll band that just get themselves into all kinds of mix-ups.
Oh, wait a minute. Here comes Mike Nesmith.
Well, here he is.
Oh, Mike, no, he's leaving. That's...
Oh, there he goes.
Mike, come on back. Welcome to you, Mike.
Thank you very much, Harry. I'm glad to be here.
Mike, what's the most fun part of doing your TV show?
Room service, mostly.
What? Oh, how do people react when they pass you on the street, Mike?
Not at all. They don't know who I am anyway. I mean, probably never will, you know.
Oh, I think modesty must be your middle name. But don't you think the young generation is looking for someone to identify with?
The young generation's got a pretty good idea of who they are themselves. They don't need anybody, really.
You think they're doing okay, huh?
Oh, this is incredible. Are you kidding? It's the greatest young generation we've had in 19 or 20 young generations.
You know, you are right. I also think the time's up for right now. So my thanks to you for being with us today. Mike Nesmith of those Monkees.
Thank you.
Hey, Alfie, where are you going?
Oh, spare me, man, like I'm going to study hall. Ethan.
Thank you.
stop her from lying. Now, if you treat her nice, she will dog your fella. If you treat her bad, she will love you better. Let that woman know you meant what you said. If you don't do it, go upside her head. Get tough.
Yeah, get tough.
Get tough.
Get tough.
Get tough.
Get tough.
Get tough.
I'll whoop her head.
I'll get up. Now she may have money, she may be the best, but treat her just like you do all. In a bad fight, I help the bear. Get tough.
I get tough.
I get tough.
I help the bear. You get tough.
I get tough.
Yeah, I get tough.
I get tough.
Oh, get tough.
I get tough.
Hey, pal. Looking for a good time? Want to know where the action is? Look no further than the Rock and Soul Ichabod and Wig Out with Glennis and Richard.
Off this week's Wig Out, that's Little John in the Sherwoods with Long Hair. I'm Richard Wig. I'm here with Glennis. You're listening to the Wig Out here on WFMU's Rockin' Soul Ichabod.
Hello, everyone.
I've mentioned from time to time on the Wig Out that I particularly like for records by artists that they did before they became famous. So I like Terry Knight and the Pax Garage Records before some of them became Grand Funk Railroad. I like Bob Seger's early stuff. So I thought we'd do a little twist on that. This next set is comprised of records that were released first under one name, but then released later under a different name, but it's the same record. Starting off, from the Bronx in New York. This is The Rare Breed and Beg, Borrow, and Steal.